Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Share the World Internet Radio. Today's show will be a continuation of a series that we're doing on a galactic history of this world, known as Placentia, Planet of Plenty and Rebirth on Galactic Star Maps. Today's channeling begins with Chapter 7, Atlantis and Lemuria. Let's go back to the early stages of the Diluvian period, the first 10,000 years, which was the time when Atlantis and Lemuria became the nexus of civilization and were destroyed by their misdeeds. Words go forth to fulfill the things for which they are sent and do not return to us void. This is the law of karma, the law of cause and effect, which is true for all life throughout the universe. Both Atlantis and Lemuria went under because they were not one for all for one. Inevitably, a hierarchy of getting for self emerged, and it split the social order into haves and have-nots, workers and a controlling elite. A dualistic consciousness which eventually negated the territorial aura to the point where earthquakes, torrential rains, and volcanic eruptions presaged the complete sinking of the Atlantis continent over a few hundred years, as well as most of Lemuria, which was a dense archipelago of islands stretching a few thousand miles across the South Pacific, a small fraction of which still exist from Hawaii to Indonesia. These civilizations were quite advanced technically, inhabited by a billion souls each, but their hierarchy of consciousness created a culture of elites who controlled the masses through politics and priestcraft. Their destiny from this false consciousness could only be disaster, and so it came to be. The billions of souls who lost their bodies in this mini version of the solar catastrophe went back to the heavenly abode where they would reside until the time of future incarnations. At this point, when both Atlantis and Lemuria were destroyed, elsewhere tribes of bodies and lost souls were spreading slowly around the planet, with a few centers of relatively higher civilization existing in Egypt, China, Mexico, and India, Iraq, and Chile, in and around the locations of the original pyramid temple cities. However, even these cultures were in a long, slow slide away from spiritualized consciousness, as the world's ever-growing material energy built and destroyed kingdoms and empires. Chapter 8, The End of Money Atonement. The ego-driven entities incarnating into bodies with their distorted consciousness of getting for self and drive to control other people inevitably pulled awareness into a purely materialistic view, where the physical world is the only reality, where people are only bodies with a brain they must educate to think for itself. You can see where this leads by looking at the world right now, being overwhelmed by the negative effects of their erring spiritual, social, and economic causes. Creation Universe put this civilization under money atonement over 5,000 years ago to serve as a medium of exchange in the flow of producing and supplying needed goods and services. It would speed up the growth of society. The universal mind did not create usury, though it did know from previous experience that charging interest on loans would be a relative evil that would emerge here, along with the merciless consciousness of profiteering. The true history of this planet is all written and recorded for playback in the Akashic Records, the Mind Bank. It is the sum total of all the words spoken and deeds done by all of humanity down through the ages. This resonant field of energy and thought comprises the collective consciousness of the world. 5,000 years ago, this field was weak and dark, relatively speaking. Money atonement was added as a catalyst to spark growth, albeit in duality. This began in Babylon, when crude coins were manufactured out of metals and used in trade. All the rest would follow inexorably, with the attendant litany of negative effects accompanying the overall growth that occurred regardless, guided by the unfolding blueprint in the DNA of the bodies. Empires built through violence would emerge and fall, and all those armies had to be armed, fed, transported, clothed, and housed, which took money and lots of it. A banking system appeared, which was refined by King Solomon, the first incarnation of Baal Lucifer, who expanded taxation and charging interest on loans. His next appearance would be as Meyer Amschel Rothschild. All this was for this being to work out his karma by playing a key role in advancing the money world. In spite of the violence, and sometimes because of it, slowly, the human mind kept growing, and eventually a civilized culture emerged, where philosophy, music, and the arts began to enrich human consciousness, raising the vibration. Politics, religion, industry, education, and finance were wedded together in an unholy process of control and exploitation of the people, which produced a hellish life for the masses as they bowed to the will of the elite. This negative energy, too, was recorded daily for playback in the mind, which for a long while has been hell on earth for most people, locked in a vicious struggle for survival. Civilization would continue to grow through a process philosopher Hegel described as thesis and antithesis, evolving one upon the other into the synthesis. The synthesis comes now as a conscious light of Christ's spirit that is oneness in all ways arising within your soul, awakening and inspiring you, and without, as Galactica makes open contact and the civilization is transformed. This is God's Spirit being poured out upon all flesh, and it will manifest on Earth as a sharing society where all people are equal in all ways, no money used. The Everlasting Gospel covers the subject of money atonement in so much depth one can only defer to its wisdom by suggesting you read it directly to get the whole picture. These books are all found on the Galactic Messenger Network website. However, the whole area of economics and money would be the key ingredient to raising the consciousness of society through industry of all sorts that were sponsored over time. But capitalism is not a scientific thought-out system at all. It is a system of negative effects, making money off of money, and involved in exploiting labor with the negative effects of war, crime, poverty, disease, all social ills resulting from an absence of synthesis consciousness. It has no heart, no conscience as a result. Because the system makes money from these negative effects, it has to keep them going to stay profitable. So the violence and suffering seems endless. Except the dragon of global capitalism is ending right on schedule, which is a miracle we can all be grateful for. A system of natural, free giving and receiving takes its place, being one for all for one, holding all things common and making free distribution according to need. This is the synthesis solution to the world's problems. Contact with Galactica is happening now in this rising spirit, and the day comes soon when galactic beings will come in on world TV and appear in the skies, setting off a great world celebration of planetary rebirth. The kingdom of God comes into being as a revelation, not an event in evolution, and it is a spiritual and material utopia. The dross of conditioned mind that has clouded the cognition switches of souls and bodies will fall away, and radiant spiritual truth will be perceived directly and absolutely. What follows will be obvious and natural. We will begin to set up the ways and means for the complete sharing of all things. We will have autonomous self-government and higher consciousness within a sharing society. No more nation-states. With galactic contact, all previous restrictions on life will evaporate as people's real needs are met. We let all superfluous things fall out of the picture, like the ungodly money system that has ruled this world for a long while. The money changers, along with all souls, are forgiven our sins, errors against natural law, by the universe, all realizing everyone has fallen short of Spirit God's purpose. As we leave the past behind, life will quickly become joyous for everyone, even when processing one's old karma through the body. As people's lives balance out and open up, we will sing a new song of life and love that is finally real, a society of equality that is enlightened, materially abundant, and free of the past. This will open up and balance out the planet's energy field over time, replacing the old recordings of pain and suffering under endless debt and war with those of Christ-conscious reality, because the universal mind will be our new heart and mind, and it is real. Spirit God transforms everything and everyone. The God force of love, intelligence, and spiritual will comes alive in us, each soul coming to realize we are all the Christ for whom we seek, thence growing and moving forward together to live and act accordingly, blessed in eternity. Well, there you have it. That completes this part of this channeling on the galactic history of Placentia, planet of plenty and rebirth. What follows in the next chapters of this communication is Alan Michael's Everlasting Gospel channeling entitled Placentia, and it will clarify, summarize, and synthesize all the ideas and information explored in this galactic history. So thank you for listening, and tune in to the next show. We love you. Bye-bye.